Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets closed the week on a firm footing despite some soft manufacturing data, with investors continuing to monitor the latest developments around the US-China trade negotiations. The Dow was up 110 points or 0.4%, pairing an earlier climb of over 200 points. The broader S&P 500 rose 0.7% to close above the 2,800 mark for the first time since the 8th of November last year, with energy up 1.8%, the leading sector, despite fresh falls on crude markets. The Nasdaq rose 0.8%, with Amazon Inc. gaining 1.95% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the company had plans to open its own grocery store chain at a lower price point than Whole Foods. Elsewhere, Lyft Inc. inched closer to becoming the first ride-hailing company to make a stock market debut by releasing its filing for an initial public offering last Friday. For the week, the S&P 500 rose 0.4%, Nasdaq up 0.9% to record a 10th consecutive weekly advance. However, the Dow slipped 0.02% to snap its 9-week winning streak, the longest since May 1995. The Wall Street Journal also reported earlier this morning, Australian time, that the US and China are close to finalising a trade pact. China is reportedly offering to lower tariffs on US farm, chemical, auto and other products, according to the WSJ article that cited unnamed sources. Washington, in turn, is considering removing sanctions levied against Chinese products since last year. In US corporate earnings last Friday, Foot Locker rallied 6% after the sporting goods and apparel retailer crushed fiscal fourth quarter earnings estimates. Looking ahead to this week, and department store chains Target and Coles are slated to release their fourth quarter results on Tuesday night Australian time, discount retailer Dollar Tree, grocery chain Kroger, warehouse outlet Costco, Salesforce.com and Jack Daniel's owner Brown-Forman are among other companies scheduled to post results this week. A busy calendar, economic calendar on Friday night, ISM Manufacturing Index fell to 54.2 in February from 56.6 in January, below economists' forecast for a print of 55.5 and the lowest level since November 2016. Markets Manufacturing PMI also disappointed, coming in at 53 in February after hitting 53.7 in January. European markets advanced, helped by strong leads from Asian bourses last Friday, with the Shanghai Composite up 1.8%. Germany's DAX gained 0.75%, France's CAC up 0.5%. London's FTSE also gained 0.5%. Base metals complex was mixed, copper falling 0.5% to 292.5 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium dipped 0.03%, while nickel gained 0.9% and zinc up 0.8%. The China Caixin IHS manufacturing PMI rose to 49.9 in February from 48.3 in January, better than the 48.5 reading expected by economists. The results of the private survey came on the heels of the official PMI data released last Thursday by the National Bureau of Statistics, which showed manufacturing activity fell for a third straight month. The manufacturing data comes days before China's annual meeting of parliament, which starts on the 5th of March. Top officials are widely expected to announce more support measures, such as sweeping tax cuts to reduce the strains on the economy. Chinese leaders will also reveal Beijing's key economic and financial targets for the year, which may provide clues on their future policy stance. Benchmark spot iron ore jumped $2.63, or just over 3%, to $87.92 a metric tonne. Higher grades also rose 2.8% to $98.10 a metric tonne. However, lower grade fines slipped 0.2% to $67.85 a metric tonne. Reuters reported that China's leading steelmaking city of Tangshan had issued a level 1 smog alert effective from the 1st of March through until the 6th of March. Gold futures fell $16.90, or 1.3%, to $1,299.20 an ounce, the lowest settlement for the most active contract since the 25th of January and marking a 2.5% decline for the week. Oil prices fell, WTI down $1.42, or 2.5%, to $55.80 a barrel, Brent down $1.24, or 1.9%, to $65.07 a barrel. Data from Reuters showing a drop in OPEC output to its lowest level in 4 years failed to support prices. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 4.4 basis points to 2.755%, adding to a weekly yield rise of 9.9 basis points. And the Aussie dollar is firmer this morning, buying 71.12 US cents. The Melbourne Institute monthly inflation gauge for February and building approvals figures for February are on the local economic calendar today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.